All right, we are going live now over to Sandpoint
News
Stadium,
in Washington,
where we're going to have some live men's basketball theme played King Cobra Sandpoint after a great matchup last night. We've got Big Wave Dave and Pastor Scott Morgan over there to
Scott
bring
Simon,
us home and
Santa Fe, New Mexico,
so
is having a gun buyback program this weekend.
Right,
we're offering gift cards to anyone who turns in a weapon. Santa Fe Police Chief Raymond Rayal says he doesn't expect criminals to turn in their guns, but he says the program may have other
weapons. A little bit rainy out there, and we have a new number there for me. I'll go after the jersey here. Where King Cobra's playing in the white jerseys, and follow that up. We're now tied up at 2-2 with Alex Gilbert just ran coast to coast and got a nice lay in there too. So I believe number 44 is PJ Hamilton. It was a different number last night at 23. Anyway. King Cove, T-Jacks have it. They move the ball around, bring it in, and number 21, Dalton Utech, bring it up high in the post there and cut it right through the center. Matthew Bravo, is coming back in, working it, trying to get their offense moving. A little more ball handling this morning. Put up, rebound, back. Ball's running, and all of a sudden, King Cove has the ball going the other way with a hard pass from Jamin to Josiah, rolled off his fingertips out of bounds. King Cove has given up, and Sandpoint is coming the other way. Al Gilbert is bringing the ball up. Sharing duties with Matthew Bravo this morning. There we go, working hard. Matthew Bravo on the switch around, has it top of the key, working his way in, driving, pulls up for a jumper. It's up and rims off. So King Cove had it, number 40, Josiah had it, but he passed it forward into a big crowd. Matthew Bravo was there, picked it a little. Step up, and we have, and we got two coming off number 13, Jolan Router. Great little setup and play there, so we're now tied at 4-4. King Cove has the ball. Pass into the center, back out. Devin Mack on top to Josiah Mack. Back into the middle, picked up with some loose hands there by Alex Gilbert, but passed over to Joe Ludwig there, and he picked it up. P.J. Hamilton muscles his way in, gets his own rebound, puts it back up, fouled in the process. There we go. Good hustle this morning. The boys are playing with some adrenaline and steadfast moves here. They're got their morning calisthenics and workouts out, but P.J. is fouled in the art of shooting. Take it up for a two-point try here. Up and off the rim. He's a little bit rusty this morning. Now, last night, I think P.J. was about 100% on the free throw line when he was there, so he's got to get warmed up here. P.J. has the ball. He sets up off the front rim, but it bounces in favorably. Now, score is 5-4. King Cove. Sandpoint is bringing up the ball. Matthew and Alex are working hard. Matthew takes a run to the basket, but as it roll off his fingertips, pass ahead by King Cove. Up and down and back around, and I'm telling you, it's kind of a fun game. There's lots of seats here, folks. There's several in the stands watching. It's a good contest here, and make your way out. Sun's coming up. Might as well come on out, enjoy the rain, and watch the guys out here play some basketball. Well, we had a quick exchange. Josiah is up, couldn't quite get it, gets his own return, lost it again in the shuffle. Matthew Bravo there has it for the Sandpoint Eagles. Coming up, he's working hard against Josiah. Back over to Jolan Router. He's up, and he's got another 2 points on the corner there. And Jolan's got his range down. A little timeout called on the action here, and pretty quick I'll be handing over to Big Wave Dave as he's getting his vocal cords warmed up. And I tell you, it's a lot of fun out here this morning. The guys are both playing up-tempo and good hustle and also some with great poise and control. So coaches are over there gathering the teams. Again, Sandpoint's at a little bit of disadvantage. They only have 6 men eligible for the game, so they're going to have to work hard and hustle their men in and out a little more frequently so that they can stay rested down the stretch and work out of foul trouble. So, Coach Martin there from King Cove is working hard with his team. You can tell the guys are ready to go. So King Cove is in the white jerseys with the dark letters. And Sandpoint is in the home blues today, so they're in the dark. And we're set to bring the ball in. Same referees as last night. We've got Glenn Gardner and Luke Minard. Ball is underway. Yeah, Jamie Newman bringing the ball down back over to PJ. Into number 11. Puts it up. Jamie Newman is running the ball hard. Got it right off the glass there. Nice touch. Sandpoint bringing up the ball. Still a pretty close game. Sandpoint 6 and King Cove 7. Matthew Bravo is setting up the offense. Got it out there to Jolan Router. Back to Matthew at the top of the key. Back out to the wings. And we've got a reach-in foul. Change of possession. I think get a little aggressive down there, which is good to see. Jamie Newman's bringing the ball up, running point. Into the center. Dalton Utek there. Back out to PJ, back into Dalton, but stolen by Matthew Bravo, taking it up the end, goes up, stops, dribbles, puts it up, and off the glass, and there we go, another 2 points. We now finally have a lead for Sandpoint of 8-7. All right, so we got Mr. Newman, Jamin, he's bringing the ball up, back over to PJ in the far corner. He's going to set him up, back into, up and over by number 32. Devin Mack, nice hustle to come through the key, pick up the ball off the defense and move it around. Matthew setting up the offense. Back out to Joe Ludwig, who has got it. Back up to top of the key with Alex. Alex is moving back out to Matthew. They're all working, trying to get a little space. And remember, the boys from King Cove have done a nice job camping out, working out. Back from Matthew over to Alex, but there's a foul underneath there. I think that was on number 32. Devin Mack. All right, looks like Alex Gilbert's going to get a shot at the free throw line here. And the score is Sandpoint 8, King Cove T-Jax 9. Up and around and out. Didn't quite make that one in, but he's close. Right off the top of the rim there. Those free throws are so important. If you guys can work on anything besides that scrimmage skill, work on those free throws. It's all concentration. Well, he had the rim, got his own rebound, but it was knocked out of bounds. So no change in the score. It's still 9-6, or 9-8, excuse me, in favor of King Cove. They're bringing it up. T-Jax are bringing it up. It's back into the center. Quite a play. Oh, up and over for a long one. Picked up by Devin Mack. And I think we've got another foul opportunity coming for number 32, Devin Mack. A lot of activity underneath the basket tonight. Or actually, it's this morning. Come on down. We don't have our great cheerleaders here today, but boy, they were sure a fun show to watch last night. Devin puts it away and up and in. Just right through the middle. What a great shot. What a great shot. Devin's got another chance at this. He's been and he's down. He's up. Not much roll on that ball that time. He hits the back of the rim. Matthew picks it up on the rebound, passes it forward to Alex. Alex drives in, works off the glass, gets it over to Jolan Router, back over to Alex, back up to the top of the key to Matthew Bravo. So we've got some good ball movement, lots of passing going on. Good to see everybody working as a team out there. All right, picking up down at number 22. Back out to Jolan Router, excuse me, there, and it bumps up. Bounces around, there's a lot of action for it, and they pick it up underneath with, I think that was Dalton Utek that picked up the rebound there off the boards. Got to keep working the hustle. Back around, Josiah's at the top. Back to PJ. PJ's coming inside to Josiah, who snuck down past the defenders just like an open freight train. Tell you, you got to keep get those arms out and slow the lane travel down. You can't just let them walk in on you like that. All right, Matthew Bravo has it. He runs, puts it up over the top, hits the floor. Rebound is picked up. Oh, PJ tried to make a save, but they didn't quite get it and went out of bounds with it. So we've got Edwin Gunderson on the throw-in. And lots of arm movement there. Edwin gets it into Matthew. Matthew stops, post, puts it up, bounces off the glass, comes back, and this time PJ picks it up, takes it. Josiah takes it, throws it coast to coast, up and over to number 11, Jamie Newman, and he's got another easy 2 points. And so they're slowly inching ahead, the King Cove T-Jacks. It's now 14-8. All right. Matthew's working with Alex. Alex has it. Passes back over to Edmund. Excuse me. To Edwin. Shoots. Gets the back of the rim. Bounces out. And it's back over to the T-Jacks. All right. Jamie's bringing the ball up. We have a little non-shooting foul. So we're going to just a little change of direction there. All right, throwing the ball in here, working hard, trying to give some head fakes. Up in the middle to P.J., the tallest there. He grabs out of the air and puts it back in for two more. P.J. Hamilton is working hard down there for the T-Jacks. I see Maynard is on the bench, anxious to come in, and Matthew goes up with it, but Josiah on the block has a little reach across foul there, so not a real head slap, but Josiah Mack there... capable of that foul. Matthew Bravo will be going to line for two. Everybody's catching their breath. And here we go. Matthew's got a feel for the ball. Gets a couple of good dribbles. Bends those knees. Gets nice rotation on the ball and nothing but net for Matthew Bravo on his first free throw there. All right. He's got it again coming up. I tell you, there's a lot of fun out here watching these guys working so hard. And again, second one is up and good, and that takes them up 10-16 with the T-Jacks leading the way. And number 11, Jamie Newman's bringing the ball up cross court. Great pass. I can tell you what, the Devin Mack picked it up, bounced it back to Damian. There we go, and over to P.J. P.J. is up off the rim and back down. Puts it back up on the glass, back down again, and a fight for it underneath there. Number 22, Edmund Gunderson has the ball. But he's got two defenders right around him, so we got a jump ball coming here. Side out goes this time to the T-Jack, so they have the ball. Put it back in. P.J. in the middle of it. Gets it. Loses the trigger on it. Puts it back over to Dalton. Dalton swings it out to Devin Mack. He puts it up and in off the glass. What a great soft touch Devin Mack has. All right. Bring it in. Matthew Bravo has it. He's going to press Josiah up the middle. He back out to Joel Ludwig. He's back to Matthew Bravo. Matthew's being guarded heavy by Joel Ludwig. Back over to Alex. Alex has it. Back over to Matthew Bravo. Brings around the top of the key. Drives down the lane. Puts it up and it touches off the glass and comes in the hole. And that takes us to the end of the first quarter where we have King Cove T-Jacks at 18 and the Sandpoint Eagles at 12. Well, I'm going to pass over to Big Wave Dave and let him fill you in on what he's been observing here.
Yeah, it's been great fun for me because I really haven't really watched much basketball. I haven't played basketball since I was in high school. I never played varsity or anything, but I did sign up for intramurals and had great fun doing that. I think I made one up. I think I made one basket every year is all I made. I mean, for running down the court and dribbling at the same time is basically impossible. But we got some heads-up basketball right here at Sandpoint Gym. It's quite fun to watch. Matthew Bravo is one that looks especially well on Sandpoint's team. Some of his passes completely defy Newton's three laws of physics. It's unbelievable what they're doing out here. Bravo can get his aim down better on the basket. I think we can take this game, that is Sandpoint. We'll see. It's going to be a good game all the way around. Sandpoint's got the ball. Bravo's got it. He's passing it back to 22. 22's up. He shoots, and it didn't quite make it. 32 for King Cove's bringing it right down the court, the other side, and bouncing back around. He's going to pass it to 11 for King Cove, and 40 to King Cove, and yeah, he's driving it in. Pass it back to 44. He shoots. It's up and not quite in. It's rebounded and taken by number 23 for Sandpoint. Bravo's got it again. He's bringing it in like he does so well. Passes it to 13 and in. Big point for Sandpoint. 14-18 it is right now in King Cove's favor. King Cove's got the ball past center court. 32 has it now for King Cove. Back to 40. And he's not quite to the key. He's coming down to the key. Passes it back to 32. We're driving it in. Oh, across to 11. 11's up and in. So it looks like it's 22. Well, that is 22-14. King Cove. Bravo's got the ball. And he's looking tough and just waiting to set up a play here. Looks like the time is called. Time is called for Sandpoint, it looks like. We'll see what's going on. A great game, like I said earlier. This is way fun. I think it's a little bit easier to announce in volleyball. I don't know why, but it's more time between each event, I guess. And it's again, it's great. Heads up basketball on both teams. It's great fun to watch. I really like it when they set up their plays. And again, when Matthew Brown was running down the court at full tilt and he passes the ball sideways to backwards, that does break Newton's second law of physics. It's unbelievable. So here we go. Sandpoint's bringing the ball in. 22's passing it to Bravo, number 11. And it's coming in. Stormer then passes it over to, oh, man, misses the ball. 13 was up and misses the basket. King Cove's got it. Fast break all the way down the court. Oh, two tries, didn't quite make it. Sandpoint's coming back. Bravo's bringing it all the way down. And King Cove picked it up, bringing it back. And number 11. Across to number 40, hits up, and good. King Cove got another one, 22-14, King Cove. And Bravo's bringing it back up to key. Little by little past half court. Setting up the play, 21's got it. See, that was 23, up and in. So it's 16-22 in favor of King Cove. King Cove's bringing the ball back down, nice and slow, setting up an offensive play. I can see it. 11's got it, passes it to 32. 32 brings it back to 40, top of the key, and to the left side. Center key, up, and layup shot for 44 for King Cove. Makes it 24-16. Sandpoint's got the ball back. Bravo's going to bring it in, setting up a play. Taking it ever so lightly, and he's up, and not quite there. King Cove's got the ball again, number 44, bringing it down. Not quite to center court, just past the center court, passes it to 11, and 44, back to 11, 11's up with it, long shot, swish, all the way down. Looks like it's 24-27-16, that was a three-pointer. 23's up for Sandpoint, misses, rebounded and taken down by 11, whistle was blown, and looks like foul. Reaching foul or whatever. See, the foul's going to drive me a little bit crazy. Like I said, it's been since I was in high school. It's 40, about 40 years, maybe a little more than 40 years since I've played this wonderful game. But King Cove's dropped the ball. They're bringing it in. 22's got it off 11 and passing it to 44. 44 is bringing it in. Oh, passes it back to 11. 11's a pretty good shooter. He's up, and it's in for King Cove. It's 29-16 in the favor of King Cove. Bravo's got it for Sandpoint. It's passes it to 20. 20's up with it, and it's in. Maynard got it for 18, and it is 29-18, King Cove. Okay, King Cove's bouncing back and forth. A long shot by way up to the top of the key. Number 11 for King Cove just squished that one right in. Good shooting. His accuracy is incredible. Bravo's got it. He's up about the middle of the key. Oh, almost went in. Almost came back out, but went back in. Bravo's got another one. I'll give you the score here in a second. Seconds up, 32. King Cove to 20 to Sandpoint. 11-25. Back to 44 for King Cove. And back to 25. 25's up. Cross court. Oh, bounces back. Sandpoint's got it. Sandpoint's got it. Bringing it down. A whistle blown. Not sure what's going on, but the ball's going back to... There we go. King Cove's got it. They're bringing it back in. So 25, pass it to 11. Coming back in, back down the court. Pass over to 44. It's a long shot across court, and swish. They're shooting real well. That's what's separating the game today. Their accuracy and shooting is a lot better than Sandpoint. Bravo's got it. Passes across the court. Another shot that defies gravity to 32. And he's our no match number 24. Sandpoint. It's up and in. Off of the back of the backboard. That was a pretty trick-looking shot. Here we go. 11 for King Cove. He's up all the way, way up there. Misses it. Ball's loose. He's up again. Passes it to 44. Whistle blown. Looks like there's a foul on number 12. Well, no, they're just bringing it. Looks like they're bringing the ball back in. Yeah, no free throw. Oh, that was quick. 44 got it. The pass off right from out of bounds, right into the basket. Score right now is 37-22. 12 for Kinko's got it. He's bringing back. He's to go. Stolen from 23. Back to 11 of Matthew Bravo for Sandpoint. He storms it all the way in. Tries a hook shot, misses. 44 for King Cove's got it. He's bringing it back down to court. And he's looking good. He's just taking his time. There he goes. He's driving it in. Oh, pass it across to 22. And up for King Cove. Out. Didn't quite make it. Bravo's got it. He's passing it down the court. And it was intercepted by 25-11 of King Cove. 44 is up for King Cove. And it misses. And we got, that was off of 13 for Sandpoint. He's going to bring it from out of bounds, passing it to 23-11. That's Bravo is bringing it back down, just setting up a play. Now he's driving all the way down through the center. Got a whistle blown. It looks like, let me see, this is Sandpoint. Sandpoint's bringing it back in. Okay, 22 is going to get it to pass it back in, and looks like he's going to pass it to Bravo. Not quite to center court yet. He's cross center court, setting up a play for the offense. And passing it over 20. 20's bringing it in. No, he just lost control of the ball. Still with it. Going across court with it. Passing it to Bravo. Number 11, Bravo, passing it to number 13. And it looks like King Cove stole the ball. They're bringing it back up. Sam points. Looks like they got it back. Oh, yeah, Bravo stole the ball back. He's got it playing his trick. He should be with the Harlem Globetrotters. And number 20's up. Just misses it. King Cove got the ball. 44 is bringing it back down. Not he passes it to 11 for King Cove. Losing a little bit of control of the ball. Lost it, but recovered. He's setting up a play. 40's got it for King Cove right now. Passing it down to number 3. Passing it back to 11. Almost stolen by number 23, Sandpoint. Yeah, I'm using it. I don't have my glasses. If I have my reading glasses on, I can't see the game, so that's why I'm just pounding numbers out. I apologize if that's any inconvenience for you listeners out there. But number 11 for King Cove has the ball right now. And they're just, there we go, 40, and 40's bringing it in. No whistle blown again. Looks like a timeout's what's happening right now. I don't think it's the end of the quarter. Now I got 15 seconds till the end of the quarter. Minute 15, I see, in the second period here. Great fun calling this game. Like I said, I don't know all the nuances. I'm going to have to watch a couple pro games between now and the next time that I have this wonderful opportunity to broadcast one of these things on KSTP. But, again, there's some really heads-up ball. I think both teams are really playing equally as well, the way they're handling the ball, but really separates what's going on here is the accuracy of King Cove is a whole lot better than Sandpoint. As far as hitting the hoop and getting it in. See, 25 for King Cove's throwing it in to 40. And he's just waiting for something to happen on the offense. Just setting up a play here. Number 3 has it for King Cove. Back to number 15, or 25, I'm sorry, to 40. To 44. 44 is driving it in. Back to 40 and to 25. Back to 40. Oh, yeah. Some heads-up basketball here, back to 25. They're just passing it around. Looks like they're stalling here a little bit, which is fine. They're way ahead. 44's got it. And passing it to 40 to 25. Back and forth. And 40 still has it. They're definitely just not very aggressive here for shooting. They don't need to. They're way ahead. And 25 has it. They're just passing it back and forth. Not quite to the key. Between half court and the key, they're passing it back and forth. A little bit to the sides of the key, the back. You know, top of the key, 40 is for King Cove is the top of the key and passing it back and forth to his other teammates. It's really what's going on here. It's great fun to watch. As the clock runs out, 44 back to number 3. And he's up for King Cove and misses. Okay, Sandpoint's got the ball. They're bringing it back, and it was a pass to 1, and he missed it. 44, King Cove is bringing it back down court. Long shot, right at the buzzer. Didn't quite make it in. That was a great heads-up basketball. It was fun to watch that, just passing it back and forth, and not being too excited because he'd have, 15 more points than the other team. That is to say, King Cove is definitely ahead of Sandpoint on this one. But how much time we got? We got 10 minutes. Do you want to talk for a few? Your pastor's going to talk. I ran out of things to say. Can you believe that? The big wave ran out of things to say.
Hard to believe it, folks, but I saw it here first. He was just mesmerized by the fluid flow of the basketball up and down the court. So, well, it's been another good half. Halftime score is our guests from King Cove ahead at 37, and the Eagles are at 22. And they're taking a well-deserved break, get some water, get some freshmen's in, regroup, and get after it again. Well played. Good game sets on the King Cove team, even that last one, and not really a stall, but passing that ball, getting some good skill levels working in. I'm going to pass it back to our studio there. We've got about a 9-minute break here at halftime, and sorry, I don't have the stat sheets, so I can't tell you who. I don't have a statistician here. Both Big Wave Dave and I have the same problem of reading glasses and having to see both levels at the same time. So. Don't forget, we've got a girls basketball game over there in King Cove. It'll be starting off here as soon as this one finishes up. I think that one's scheduled to get underway at about 10 a.m. over there. And Amy Mack will be the play-by-play and color coordinator over there. So I'll pass this back one more time. I don't know if who's at the switchboard this morning. Is that Virgil or is Austin at the switchboard this morning?
Virgil's there.
You've got the one and only Austin Roof right here on the switchboard.
All right. We'll pass it back to Austin. We got another 8 minutes before halftime is ready to re-go.
All right. So just give us a call back when the time's ready if you'd like.
All righty.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
You bet. Bye.
Great action going on down there at the Sandpoint Stadium. We've got Big Wave Dave and Pastor Scott Morgan giving us a play-by-play commentary. Well, sounds like things are pretty tight over there. King Cove is showing a lot of good restraint, a lot of control of the ball. They're definitely a very mature team this year. I'm sure we're going to see lots of good things from them. But Sandpoint is got a lot of raw talent. I think that they have a lot of potential to come together as a team, and I'm really excited about that as well. So we'll see what happens in the second half. And like Pastor Scott just said, don't forget, we have Sandpoint and King Cove girls playing in King Cove, and Amy Mack will be broadcasting that for us at 10 o'clock right after this game. So make sure you stay tuned for that. We're going to listen to a little Dylan and Cash right now. We got Subterranean Homesick Blues by the one and only Bob Dylan.
Looking for a new friend, a man in a coonskin coat.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around a bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps a-rolling on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. There's rich folks eating from a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But those people keep a moving, and that's what tortures me. Me from this prison, if that railroad train was mine, I bet I'd move it on a little farther down the line, far from Folsom Prison. That's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
Living on the road, my friend, what's gonna keep you free and clean? Now you wear your skin like iron, and your breath's as hard as kerosene. You weren't your mama's only boy, but her favorite one, it seems. She began to cry when you said goodbye, sank into your dreams. Well, Pancho was a bandit, boys. His horse was fast as polished steel. Wore his gun outside his pants for all the honest world to feel.
We are going back now to Sandpoint Stadium, where we got the boys of Sandpoint and the boys of King Cove playing in a match together here. So, Pastor Scott, Big Wave Dave, take it over.
All right. Well, hey, welcome back. It's not quite full daylight out there yet. Even if you're like me and have a vehicle with bad headlights, you can still make your way up to the gym. We got a great second half getting ready to get underway. Of course, no change in the score, but Sandpoint as the home team has 22, and our guests from King Cove at 37. It's been a well-played game. Like to see the great setups on both offense and defense, both sides, and of course, don't forget the lads from King Cove have been camped out overnight, and as one of the folks in the stand said, oh boy, to have the energy and the great knees of running of the youth. So, good hustle out there. Of course, reminds me of what a good back deck team might look like on an active seine boat coming up for the summer season. Well, we're back on the floor. The lads are out. We have, of course, one of the interesting things I saw during halftime is the guys from King Cove must not know who each other is, because I see they've got their numbers all cut in the back of their hairstyles so that they can even look at their heads and figure out who they're throwing the ball to, but kind of cool to see that. All right, we're underway with a long three-point attempt by number 22, Edwin Gunderson. They're in and out. Unfortunately, no change in the score. And we've got Jamin Newman bringing the ball up. Back over to P.J. Hamilton. That's the one thing I've noticed a lot about the King Cove team. A lot of good hustle and pass around. Maynard brings the ball up, gets caught in traffic, loses the ball coming up for it, and it goes out of bounds. But last touch by King Cove. Edwin Gunderson bringing the ball in, passes it over, not quite high enough to get it all the way to Alex, and Alex has picked up another cheap reach-in foul, just trying to get the ball back. But that's what happens when you play with a lot of hustle. All right. Well, I see a few more folks showing up here. I'm sure it's not because I've asked you to, just that they're excited to come down and see the guys play. All right. Jamin Newman has the ball, passes over to Josiah, back to Jamin, back to P.J., pass around back over to Dalton. And then back to Devin. Back to Jamin, and he passed it to P.J., who was cutting for the ball, but as he stepped down the line just as he was throwing the ball back in, ball goes back to Sandpoint. Edwin passes up to Matthew, who shoots it far ahead to Jolin. Back to Maynard, who's cut off by three. Back across the top there. Up and a great attempt, but just off the rim and back down, and P.J. Hamilton has the ball. Bringing it up is Jamin Newman. All right. Sandpoint guys have got their 2-on-2 defense, working it hard. Alex has got defense. The guys have got their arms up. A lot more wingspan out there today than yesterday. You can't just always beat them with the feet. You got to get those hands in there, and Maynard did just that. Got a little hand on the ball. Touched it as it went over to Matthew Bravo. Matthew pitched it off to Edwin. He bumps, grinds it to the top, and drops in another 2 points. Great. 24-37 in favor of King Cove. Jamin bringing the ball up. Working it nice and easy. We got 21 Dalton playing. Dalton playing the center there. Back over to Josiah, who picks it up from the key there and drops it in. Another new nice 2 point from the outside wing. Matthew Bravo picks up the speed, drives to the hole, gets it across the rim, but doesn't fall in. Bounced out, picked up by Maynard, who puts it back up. Doesn't quite get it. Great hustle underneath. Maynard saved the ball back in the court, but unfortunately it just went back over to a King Cove player, picked up by number 32, Devin Mack. Great hustle underneath the ball, back and forth. Ball rolls off, rebounded by the Eagles. Alex stops at the three-point line, picks it up, and drops it in. Just great pull-up jump shot right there. See if the score comes up. Yeah, we're at 27-42. Pass over. Roll around the rim, picked up off the rebound there. Alex has it, drops it back to Matthew, who was running too fast. Josiah picks up the loose ball, takes it down, and drops in an easy bucket for Josiah Mack. All right, slowing the ball down, picked up, Maynard over to Matthew. Matthew's bringing up the team, trying to get everybody set and get some work done here. Guys are breaking out. Man-to-man defense on the King Cove team. Picks it up by Alex. Gets his own rebound, but he picks up the ball on the ground. There's a little travel there. Got to keep your feet down on the deck. It's hard to stack web when your feet are in the air. All right. King Cove bringing up the ball. Jamin Newman has it. Walking him up. Score is 44-27 in favor of King Cove. We got Jamin over to P.J. P.J. outside the three line. Jamin to work inside the key. Sets it up. Has a nice 7 point drop in. Great little jump shot there. Matthew Brown is picking it up 1-on-3, picks it up, dribbles down, pulls up, gives it to the follow behind. Edwin gets it up, hits the rim, bounces off. Good mindset. Just got a little bit more ring finger roll there. Josiah has the ball, pulls up, jumper, and it's in. Another 2 points for Josiah Mack. I tell you, sometimes they think that the King Cove boys are just kind of not being as aggressive, but they're playing well. They have a good feel. They know when to turn on the burst and when to lay back a little bit and just let the ball come to them. They're not pushing hard. They're comfortably in the lead, but they're still playing some great heads-up basketball. Looks like we got some substitutions coming in. We got number one for Sandpoint. Joel Ludvick is coming in, and Alex is going to sit down. And then we had two more coming in. I think number 25 and number 12 coming in for King Cove. So we have number 25 is Connor, and number 12 is Mitchell Dushkin. All right. Josiah Mack has the ball, steals it, runs up the court, does a stop, pull up, pops it in for another 2 points. All right, Maynard's bringing the ball up. He dribbles to the hole, loses the handle, and gives it back over to Joe Ludvick, who loses the handle. Matthew Bravo has it. Reach-in foul on number 40. I think it's going to be Josiah Mack. And not a shooting foul, so no free throws taken. Edwin throws the ball in. Matthew Bravo picks it up. He dribbles his way out back to the top of the key. He's kind of boxed up there. He's looking for some help to throw the ball to. Pretty soon he's got a cross court to number 13, Jolin, who puts it up, and it just won't quite fall. Just won't quite fall. I tell you, they're getting some good looks at the basket. They're just not quite getting the fingers to roll in. All right, PJ's dishing it off to Josiah. Josiah's bringing the ball up. They got a nice offensive set here. Boys keep moving around. All right, PJ to number 25, Connor. Connor back to Josiah. Josiah works the key, drives up, drops down to number 44, PJ Hamilton, who goes up and gets fouled. Bucket counts. And he gets a foul shot on top of it. It's hard to beat PJ when he gets his mind underneath there. You know he's going to take it to the rim. Just not going to stop him. Won't be denied. And that time he's going to get the extra shots. PJ has the ball. Just a little feel for it. He bends up. Nicely done. So we have the 2-1. Scores now 53-27. Matthew Bravo is bringing the ball up. Switches off with Maynard. Matthew drives in, puts an off-balance throw up. It goes out of bound. Last touch by King Cove, picked up again by Sandpoint. Edwin Gunderson is going to be throwing the ball in. See if they can get by those long, wide arms of the T-Jacks. He bounces it across, but unfortunately it's too quick and goes out of bounds. Ball back to King Cove. Josiah Max bringing it up. A little conversation with Devin Mack. And number 25, Connor Samuelson. They're working the ball. It's nice to see him get the players in. Maynard gets a poke away and a steal. Josiah lets it roll all the way back to the end of the court, and then he just dribbles, drives up the key, goes around number 11, and pops it in the hole. I tell you what, if you're going to play defense, you got to get those feet planted, get the arms out, you got to block off the lanes. It's not about scoring, it's about defending. Looks like we got a big wholesale movement coming in from the Sandpoint team. There we go. Matthew gets Maynard moving. Maynard puts the ball up, and it drops finally. All right. Looks like I see four on the bench over there ready to come in, and we have the wholesale substitutions coming in. So I'll see if I can get all the numbers. They're all kind of covered around here. I'll get those relayed to you just as soon as I can get the numbers sorted out at who's in and who's out. And it's good. Well, the score is 55-29 in favor of King Cove. We got a minute and a half left in the third quarter. And, you know, the guys are playing heads-up basketball. You can see the lack of extra members on the Sandpoint team has taken a toll. So it's my word of encouragement as your favorite bus driver, boys. Pay attention to those studies. Get them done on time, and let's get back on the floor. Your teammates are expecting you to be there. We won't call out any names, though we could. All right, here we go. On the floor we have number 3 for King Cove, number 34, number 21, number 11, and number 40. So we have Taco St. Jerome is on the floor, and number 21, as we have Dalton Utech, is back on. And Demon is running the point. Josiah is there working the guard job with him. Number 21, Dalton Utech, along with number 34, Levi Lawson. All right, well, they're working the ball around. They've just got some good time. Josiah's working on Maynard. Back over to 21. Maynard pokes the ball, picks it back up. Back over to Josiah. Back around the top to Jamin Newman. new one pass off to 21, and it's just going to be a keep away for a while. Somebody's going to have to get their arms out and start playing some good defense. Otherwise, they're just not going to get it. They don't need to shoot. The rules don't require them to take a shot. There we go. A shot by Jamin up on the rim. He hits and gets off. Rebounded by King Cove. Matthews bringing it up in heavy traffic. Does a spin move. Gets the ball poked away from him as he goes up in the air. Poked away by number 11, Javian Newman. Matthew's going to get a chance to go to the rack, and he took it. Didn't quite make the basket, but he's going to get two shots here on the free throw. Matthew takes control of the ball, gets the feel, bounces, puts it up, and just rolls in front. Nice job with that free throw. It's a real soft touch he's got. Not a great big high arc. It just kind of, he shoots for the rim, and it just goes right in. Great roll on it. Doesn't quite make it all the way in. Rebounded, pushed out of bounds last by King Cove. Picked up and swatted at by Sandpoint, and King Cove gets the ball back. We're now at 30-55 down the last 40 seconds of the third period. Jamin passes over to 21. Dalton back to Josiah. I'm sure they're going to make a final run at the buzzer here. They're just setting up there, running more plays. They're working the ball. A little pass up. Jamin got a handle on it, and Maynard got a little deflect. Last out of bounds touch, though, by Sandpoint coming back in. Last 20 seconds of the game. All right. They're working hard. They're not in any pressure to shoot. But there goes Jamin up. Hits the rim. Back to 21. He puts it off the glass and grabs 2 points for Dalton UTech. Maynard bringing up the ball. They're down the last 4 seconds. He's going to have to make a shot, and he does. Way outside the three-point line, but it hits the back rim. All right. The end of the third period. Score is 30 for the Sandpoint Eagles, 57 for the King Cove T-Jacks. All right, there's lots of emotion going there. You can tell the boys are getting tired after their second game in short hours, but games are being played. We're getting ready to pass this over to Big Wave Dave and get his fascination with the game going here as we enter the last period of the contest. Don't forget, on both the AM and the FM, we're going to be picking up the Sandpoint and King Cove girls starting here at the conclusion of this game with AV Mac broadcasting. Here's Big Wave Dave.
Yeah, it's great fun watching this game. It's really heads up basketball on both sides. Like I said, the only thing that really separates this game is the accuracy at the hoop of King Cove compared to Sandpoint. They're making them, or Sandpoint's they're not quite going in. What we got coming up, beginning of the fourth quarter, it's just starting out. 40 throws it in, number 11 for King Cove, and 44's got it. Oh, it's intercepted by Sandpoint, and number 11, Bravo's bringing it back down the court for Sandpoint. Driving it all the way in, passing it back to 22, and it's a pretty tough fight for the ball there. Looks like it went out of bounds by Sandpoint, so King Cove's bringing it in. 31 passes it in to number 11. Dribble it nice and ever so slowly down the court. They're ahead 57-30. Passes it over to 21. Passes it to 44-40 to 11. Moving the ball around pretty good, they are. Now 21's going to shoot it for King Cove. Swish. You talking to me? We got number 11's... Number 11's bringing it up. Bravo sweat passes it. 13 for Sandpoint, and he makes it. So now we've got King Cove and Sandpoint. Looks like we have a timeout. Yeah, and I'm hearing Austin in my headphones say there. He must be talking to King Cove. So this is really kind of funny. Thought he was talking to me for a minute, like I wasn't broadcasting, but I guess we are here. And it's still timeout. Score right now is 32 for the home team, and that's Sandpoint, and 59 for the King Cove T-Jacks. Great game. I just look into the size of the individuals. King Cove's got a taller team, and that might have something to do with it, but again, I think what's it may be just a hair taller, but it is actually the accuracy of each team at the hoop is really separates the score on this game. Kinko's bringing it in. 11 has the ball right now. He's at the top of the key, just taking it easy. Takes a shot from the top of the key. Swish. That was a dandy shot. It looks like he's got a two-pointer there. And San Point's trying to bring the ball down, but it was taken away by King Cove. Number 11 for King Cove has it right now. Back again to the top of the key. Pass it over to 25, back to 11. And back to 25, back to 11. And 11's bringing it in. And back to 25, back to 11. Something's going to happen here any second here. I can feel it in my bones. 34's got it, back to 11. Gonna just taking their time. They're so far ahead, they don't have to worry about being aggressive, it looks like. But just taking their time and being careful. 11 driving it in. Oh, that was a shot from that was a really, really good shot. Didn't even lay it off the backboard. Cross all the way in, went right in. On number 11 for Sandpoint, just made a basket for Sandpoint. They got the score 34-63 right now. And Kinko's bringing it down, number 11. He's taking his time. Setting up something for the offense here. Just taking his time, taking his time. Going to pass it over to number 25, back to 11. And 34, and it's up and missed. And number 12's got it for King Cove, and it's back to 11. Back to 25, passing it around, and back to 11. He has it. I'm going to shoot it up here. It looks like they're setting something up for King Cove. And 34's got it. And tries to make a basket. Not quite. Sandpoint has the ball. Bravo's bringing it down. He tries, makes a layup shot. That was a dandy shot. So it's 36-63 right now. And the T-Jacks are ahead. King Cove's bringing it right across half court. Just about to the top of the key, and he passes it at 25. 25's up with it, and it's off the backboard. And Bravo's got it for Sandpoint, driving it down, whistle blown. I'm not sure what happened. What's that? Reach-in foul number three for King Cove, it looks like. Pastor saw that. I didn't. I had a post in the way. And, yeah, I got some substitutions coming in, but right now Sandpoint's got the ball. Bravo has it right about half court. He's passing it in to number 13, who shoots, and there's another whistle blown, and looks like Sandpoint's going to take the ball from out of bounds, pass her in here. 22's going to pass it in, looks like to number 20, and 20 passes it over to Bravo. Number 11, top of the key, turns, shoots and misses. 44 for King Cove has it. Passes it to 32. He's bringing it back. Passes it back to 44 and out of bounds. Off of 44 for King Cove. So it looks like Sandpoint's bringing the ball in from the out of bounds spot. And 22's passing it into Bravo, number 11. Not quite across the half court yet. And passes it. Long pass to 13. And King Cove snatched it. Number 11 driving it all the way in. Passes it, and it went right to number one for Sandpoint. Oh, it's a basketball. Number 20 for Sandpoint's up, and it's in. It's in. That was some pretty aggressive playing right there, that little exchange. Ball was going back and forth between Sandpoint and King Cove so fast I couldn't call it. Right now we have 11 for King Cove. Passes it to 44. And just taking their time here. He's back to 32, back to 42, and 11. All at King Cove. Passing the ball back and forth. 32, he's all alone. No, it passes it back to 40, about the top of the key. Right on the key, 21 to 44. And he turns. He up and not quite in. Now, number one passes it over to number 20 for Sandpoint, but it's intercepted by 44, it looks like from King Cove. It looks like right now there's some kind of a timeout going on here. We have 3 minutes and 28 seconds of the game left. We have 63, our guests here, King Cove T-Jacks, and 38 for the home team of Sandpoint. And we got 4 fouls for the guests and 3 fouls for, I see that on the board here, for our home team. Again, it'd be nice to have some stats to see who's shooting who. I mean, how many, the accuracy of each particular player, but it's that's a bit impossible with until I get back to Anchorage to get glasses that go both ways, as it were. You know, the bifocal, so you can't see the lines. Oh, yeah. Then I have the best of all worlds. Still waiting for him to get the ball in. They're doing their little cheer to focus him into this last 3.5 minutes of the game. Coming back on the court. It looks like King Cove is going to bring the ball in. Number 11 has it. He's going to pass it in number 40. And they're just taking their time. Yeah. Passing it to 21. Boy, they're moving it all around just between members of the King Cove team. 44 is upright in the key. And he drives it in. He shoots and misses. 22 for Sandpoint. Passes to 13 to 11 of Sandpoint. Driving it down, driving it down, driving it down. Turns, shoots, and misses. And hits! Good job. Robert did a spin shot. I don't know what you call that, but it was, again, defying Newton's second law of physics. We got number 40 for King Cove, shoots and misses. And Bravo's got it, bringing it back down, and there is a whistle on the play. Not sure exactly what went on, but anyway, we have Sandpoint's going to bring the ball in from out of bounds. Looks like someone was in the way when Bravo was bringing the ball down. So 22 to 11, Bravo's got it. He's hit half court, driving it down, driving it in, driving it in. He shoots, and he misses. Sandpoint still has the ball. 20 shoots and misses. 44 for King Cove has it. He's bringing it down, passes it to 11, right about half court. And bringing it across court. And just slowly working in. 44's got it for King Cove, but misses the shot, and he was fouled. Looks like he's got, I would think he's got two shots coming. We'll see what happens. He's right at the free throw line. Glenn Garden is ready to blow the whistle. Toss it in. There he goes. 44 is getting ready here to take his free throw shot. He's up. And good. Swish. Right in. He's got one more shot coming. He was fouled while he was in the process of shooting at shots. We did get two. So here's the second shot. Bounce it. He's up. And around and around the rim, and it went in. Sandpoint 22 passes to 20. Back to 11. And Bravo's going to drive it down the court, it looks like. Oh, boy, fighting for the ball. He passes it to number 20. Got it. He's up. He's up. Hit for 20. Yeah, he's up. Number 20 for Sandpoint. Mixed basket is 40 to 65 right now, folks. Got some heads-up basketball on both sides. 44 has it for King Cove. He's bringing it in. He passes it back to 11 at King Cove. And we got 2 minutes, 1:59 on the scoreboard. Number 11 for King Cove has it. He's passing all the way across court to 25, back to 21. And right about the key is 44, passes it over to 3 and misses for King Cove. And out of bounds, back, yeah, quite out of bounds. They saved it, King Cove, that is. King Cove, number 11, has it. He's top of the key. It went over to 25. They pass back across court to 11. And the whistle blows. It must be a timeout. That's my guess here for King Cove. And we have 1 minute, 32 seconds left of this game. Again, Sandpoint's at 42, and King Cove is at 65. It's been a really good game. I've seen some pretty amazing basketball on both sides, especially Matthew Bravo for Sandpoint. He's very aggressive. He's incredibly agile on his feet. And again, like I said, he can be moving forward. He'll pass the ball sideways to backwards and with power and accuracy. Like I said, that appears to me to break some of Newton's laws of physics. Unbelievable. But again, the accuracy at the hoop is not there for Sandpoint. So we got King Cove bringing the ball in. Number 25 passes it in to number 11 for King Cove. Passes it to 21 King Cove, back to 11 King Cove. And dribbling the ball a little bit to 3 of King Cove. And, boy, he's got a lot of defenders around him for Sandpoint. But he gets the ball away back to number 11 to King Cove. He's driving it in. 21 has it. Back to 40 for King Cove. He's driving it in, driving it. He's up. He shoots, and he misses. King Cove's got the rebound. Number 3 passes it back. And it's intercepted by 11 for Sandpoint. And he still has it, but it went to 20 for a brief period. Boy, people are on the ground here. It's heads-up football. I mean, heads-up basketball. Oh, boy, that went back and forth between teams, and it finally went out of bounds by Sandpoint. Looks like King Cove's going to bring it in. That was some really heads-up basketball. I said football there for a second. That was funny. Here we go. King Cove's bringing it in from way down court. Right at half court. We've got 44 for King Cove. Just looking to set up a play. 21's got it right at the key. Back out to 25, to number 11. And 40, and he's bringing it in, driving it in. Vote, passes to 25, back to 11. And 14, looks like he might go up and shoot, but I don't think so. He's passing it back to number 40, right about the top of the key. And 11, back to 25. And Matthew Brava has it right now for Sandpoint. He's driving it down. He shoots, and it's in. That is a brilliant shot. 44, Sandpoint. We got number 44 for King Cove has the ball right now, by the way. And our score is Sandpoint 44, King Cove 65. Right now, number 21 for King Cove to 44. Boy, right at the bottom of the basket there. He didn't shoot. Now he shoots, and he misses. That was one heck of a game. It looks like the final score is, I see 0-0 on the clock. It must be. I want to keep doing this thing. I want another game to go. This is great fun. But it is 44 for the home team of Sandpoint and 65 for King Cove. That's the final score. And I guess we have Amy Mack will be coming up. The game might be starting already or just about any time right now for the women's game of Sandpoint and King Cove. And again, that'll be Amy Mack broadcasting the game. This is Big Wave Dave for KSTP Radio, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA in King Cove, 88.1 FM. And, Pastor, do you want to say a couple words? Good luck and safe travel. And make sure it's 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. It's feel free to stop into the Sandpoint Baptist Church. Again, it's Big Wave Dave, KSTP Radio, signing off. Great game.